we have a special guest with us here for our children's story today. And I'm not sure what the name of the guest is, but I know what it is. It's an animal. It's a doggy. And I want this doggy in the picture. I don't want to be in the picture. Here's the little puppy dog. And his name is Pup Pup, or
Cody.
Cody. And he's a little Australian Shepherd, and he's the cutest thing in our house right now, other than Nicolette here. So I wanted to talk about this little dog, and just to tell you some things you might know about little puppies. So there's three things that kind of happen. First of all, he's cute as can be, so we sit around saying how cute he is. But every 30 minutes, guess what else we start thinking about? He might want to set up his little lemonade stand, or he might want to sell some fudge to somebody. So we go from how cute is he to is it lemonade time, and then sometimes he sleeps, which is marvelous. Then we all relax. So those are the three parts of our life right now. Beauty, joy, fun. Where's your little face? You got to turn here. They got to see this face. Lemonade stand or fudge and sleeping. Now, what does that have to do with God? What does that have to do with God? A lot. Want to give me a kiss? Yeah, he licks me. Thank you. Thank you, buddy. So there's a text in Romans that says that God can speak to people outside of the Bible, and even people who've never heard the Bible can know about God's power and God's nature. So I've actually learned quite a bit about power. Now, I always thought power was like hurricanes and earthquakes, but you know there's a whole other kind of power. This little thing here weighs about 4 pounds. Do you know that in like a second, if he holds his body just right, he can make 600 pounds jump up and run out the door? That's power. 4 pounds can leverage 600 pounds to move right now. He gives us that little lemonade look, and we're all up. And we pick him up and we run out the door right now. That's power. And I think God responds to our little looks sometimes, just as instantly. And God's power, God has given this little critter here power, which is pretty amazing. Yeah, that's a very dainty bite. Thank you. You're getting better at it. Thank you. And now what about God's nature? Well, the lemonade stand is not always outside. And I can't remember in the last day or so anyone being very mad when the lemonade stand happens inside the house. That's a little bit of grace that, frankly, I didn't know I had. And I knew my wife had it because I see that every day. And I knew Nicolette had it. But we have a little bit of God's love, and he can make a mistake, and we don't abandon him. And I think God has given us a little bit of his nature. We didn't really even ask for it. It just happened. How does that just happen? Well, that's God. And so God has shown me through this little pup-pup here, or Cody, about his power and his nature. Thank you, God, and thank you, Cody, and thank you, pup-pup, and Nicolette.